Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Sam. Sam writes from New Brunswick, New Jersey. Sam writes, is private equity lending creating a new financial bubble? Well, that's a good question, Sam. Let's start by defining what a market bubble is in the first place. So a market bubble occurs when asset prices far exceed their intrinsic value. And intrinsic value is basically, you know, calculated or measurable value. So for example, during the real estate market bubble, residential real estate prices in New Jersey in 2005, based on average annual appreciation, reached 2020 levels. So that was obviously a market bubble. That was an asset bubble. And since the financial crisis, there are many former bankers that have set up new shops that have been doing a lot of lending. And what they've been doing in many cases is just filling in the void left by traditional banks and traditional lenders whose lending standards have remained pretty tight, right? So they're filling in that void. And unlike traditional banks that rely on depositors and short-term funding, many of these shops are getting their money from longer-term investors, like insurance companies and pension funds, who should be more sophisticated and know the risks that they're getting into. So I think that their entry into the market is better in terms of, you know, reducing overall systemic risk. And it's a good question that you asked, because asset prices have been going up a lot recently. But it makes sense that they've been going up, because whenever money's cheap, i.e. interest rates are low, asset prices are going to go up, and they have. I think you could make a stronger argument for an asset bubble in cryptocurrencies or in tech stocks, right? I mean, the top five companies in the world in market cap are all technology companies. So I think you could make a stronger argument in that area. But I think it's a good question that really demands our attention. So thanks a lot, Sam. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at GeraldLucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.